Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is sponsored by Sounds Like Impact. Interested in social change? Subscribe to Sounds Like Impact, a free weekly newsletter where you can find audio and actions to help make waves. By subscribing to Sounds Like Impact, you'll get connected to creators and a wider community of changemakers addressing some of the most pressing issues facing our world today. Learn more and subscribe at soundslikeimpact.com. Hi, Ariel here, and this is Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. Fun news, my microphone is not connecting to my computer for some reason, so I am just speaking right into the computer mic. And that is a big no-no. However, I am going to use Descript's Studio Sound and hope that it sounds okay to your ears. So let me know if Studio Sound is all it's cracked up to be. I have had a lot of positive experiences with it in the past, but I have never tested it without using a microphone at all. So let's see how this goes. I just got back from Resonate Podcast Festival in Richmond, Virginia, and it was an incredible weekend of audio craft and conversation. If you're a new listener that I met at Resonate, hi, thank you for tuning in. Please don't be mad at me that I'm not using a real microphone right now. It was really great to meet you. If you're a longtime listener, hi, I love you very much. Thanks for sticking around week after week and dealing with me today with no microphone. Let's review last week's list of recommendations from our newsletter. Our theme was podcasts exploring the healing power of imagination, and our curator was Blake File, host of the podcast Abandoned, All American Ruins. The podcasts that Blake recommended were Stories from The Low Season, The Far Meridian, Within the Wires, The Memory Palace, and Blake's own podcast, Abandoned, All American Ruins. Thank you to Blake for curating that list for us. If you missed last week's recommendations and you'd like to check them out, we will link to them in the show notes of this episode. Whoa, I just listened back to the recording that I just did, and I am extremely impressed. It kind of sounds like I am using a microphone. So I'm going to continue as is. I'm building in public here. And we're going to continue the rest of the episode without a microphone. Obviously, this is not ideal. I do not recommend not using a microphone. However, I would like to get this episode out on time, so I'm going to continue. And I am extremely impressed by Descript Studio Sound. No, this is not an ad. Yes, I do work for Descript. Let me know if you have any questions about Descript. All right, now on to this week's recommendations. Our theme is called European Podcasts. Our curator is Marcus H., who works for a Spain-based podcast production company. In just a bit, you will hear from Marcus about his podcast picks and why he selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Making Peace Visible, a show about the people advocating for peace around the world. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and resources before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to more podcasts. Here are Marcus's recommendations for this week's theme, European Podcasts. Take it away, Marcus.
Good evening. My name is Marcus H., and I am co-founder and creative director of El Extraordinario, a three-year-old podcasting production house. Although rather than producers, we like to see ourselves more like record label owners who release our own stuff and also release stuff we love when we see it, or probably better to say when we hear it. So El Extraordinario is very much a creator-led podcasting platform. And we're both founders. We're journalists, also screenwriters. And I create my own podcast, one with an analyzing contemporary culture with an archaeologist. And today I chose a theme, which is English and Spanish podcasts that maybe a lot of you are not aware of. I think it's always interesting to, you know, look outside and see what's being done in other countries, because often amazing stuff is being done in smaller markets and it sort of becomes a bit overshadowed by the power of the Anglo-Saxon media universe. So I'm going to just tell you a little bit about my favorite episodes recently. So first things first, I'd like to start with Can I Tell You a Secret? It's a podcast done by The Guardian about a cyber stalker. It's a beautifully crafted story. And what I loved about it is how, yes, at first it seems just the story of a small town and a couple of people affected. But then it goes into great detail about the implications of stalking in the cyber age, the dangers, and how when things are new, when technologies are new, how people can get away with many things for a long time. So I thoroughly recommend that podcast. My second one is called Unreal, A Critical History of Reality TV by the BBC. And, you know, I admit it, for a long time I turned my nose up at reality TV, but this really helped me change my narrow preconceptions. It doesn't mean that I've started watching reality TV obsessively. It just means that I've learned to look at it another way, to study it, and to also learn about what it represents in society. And I really like the way that the journalists, they don't sort of turn their nose up at the story. They respect the genre, they respect the people that are there, but at the same time, they're super critical. So I think it really strikes a great balance between both. The next podcast number three, is called La Matemática de la Historia, The Mathematics of History, which will be available for those who can speak Spanish. And it's about one of those historical figures who sort of is well known only in Catalonia, and his name is Alexandre de la Feu, and he was a mathematician and born at the beginning of the 20th century. And he came up with this framework, incredible mathematical framework, which helped him predict things like the reunification of Germany, the disintegration of the Soviet Union, and the defeat of the United States in Vietnam many years before they happen. It's beautifully produced by La Coctelera, which is a Latino podcasting production house based in Barcelona, Madrid. And I just love these stories that allow you to get to know brilliant minds that are not famous. And so, I won't reveal any more, so I don't spoil the story. Fourth pick, also in Spanish, Misterio de la Moraleja. Why do I really like this? So section 35 of La Moraleja is it's a neighborhood just outside of Madrid, which is probably the richest postcode in Spain. And during the May 2021 general elections, the far-left party Podemos received only one vote in this area. So journalist Eva Lamarca found out about this and decided to go on a quest to find who that solitary voter is. Borrowing from true crime, she sort of did a sort of crossover format, which turns something seemingly banal into a thrilling investigation. And it's also a chance to hear, you know, unguarded interviews with some of the wealthiest people in Spain, because she was able to talk to them about this specific subject, but then she goes on to talk to them about many other things. So, and I love the format. I love crossover formats when suddenly you decide to apply one thing to another. For example, we have a musical which talks about true crime, but from the 19th century. And that's another example of how you can mix things to create new ideas in podcasting. And finally, I wanted to recommend Bloom. In this case, Bloom, B-L-U-M, is actually an adaptation to English of a podcast we created in Spanish. And it's a fiction, which is about an art history student called Clara Torres, who disappears. And she's working on a thesis about Ursula Bloom, an avant-garde painter from the 20th century. 5 years later, journalist Emma Clark decides to travel to Switzerland to continue Clara's investigation after finding her things in her boyfriend's sort of cupboard. And she develops a podcast about the mystery surrounding both women. So the nice thing about this is that we created it first in Spain in collaboration with Tourism of Switzerland. So we were able to get them to support the project because it's all based there. And we adapted it with Tourism of Switzerland to English. So it's a great example of creators getting the budget and the ability to do something which I would have done even if a brand wasn't involved. And at the same time, you know, for a brand, it's an interesting opportunity to explore fiction as a way to to get people to visit your country. In this case, we wanted to get people to visit their cities and their art galleries. Finally, that would be pretty much it. I hope this was useful to you. And if anyone wants to talk about this, please get in touch.
Thank you, Marcus, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Marcus's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can start listening right away. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Does the idea of curating our newsletter interest you? Well, good news. You can be an Earbuds curator. All you have to do is submit a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme via our curator submission form. The link to curate is in the show notes of this episode and in our newsletter every single issue, so submit if you are interested. On to our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and always on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Making Peace Visible. On Making Peace Visible, we speak with journalists and peace builders who help us understand the human side of conflicts and peace efforts around the world. From international negotiations in Colombia to gang violence disruptors in Chicago to women advocating for their rights in the midst of the Syrian civil war, these are the storytellers who are changing the narrative. You can find and listen to Making Peace Visible wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get into some podcast news and tidbits. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Passell writes, Tristan Redman is a serious journalist who doesn't believe in ghosts, except for the one who may have been living in his childhood bedroom when he was a teenager. Fast forward a decade or so, Tristan is married and discovered that his wife Kate's great-grandmother, Naomi Dancy, happens to have lived and was murdered next door in 1937. For his podcast, Ghost Story, he started gathering stories from other people who have lived in this old bedroom that report seeing the ghost of a faceless woman. But Tristan believes that the faceless woman is Naomi and that she has a message. It wasn't her brother who killed her, but her husband. And so the true crime story turns into a ghost story, or maybe it's the other way around. That's Ghost Story, and we will link to it in the show notes. Next, Hollywood Gold is back with a new season, and they're starting off strong with an incredible conversation between host Daniela Taplin-Lundberg, head of Stay Gold Features, and writer-producer Akiva Goldsman about the award-winning 2001 film A Beautiful Mind. You can listen to the episode wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, we will link to it. Next, the 5th season of the investigative podcast series Witnessed, titled Fade to Black, focuses on the bizarre story of screenwriter Gary DeVore, whose mysterious disappearance in 1997 has become the source of many conspiracy theories, including that the CIA may have played a role in whatever happened to him. It's a twisty mystery with cliffhangers nearly every episode, grounded in rigorous journalism and centered around a very compelling cast of Hollywood characters, including DeVore's wife, Wendy, who gave the producers total access to her stories and archive. We also have a few new blog posts up on the Earbuds website, one from creator Pam Uzel, who brings us podcast recommendations for Adoption Awareness Month, which is November, and podcasts curated by Andrea Koskai from Tink Media that explore the intersection of pop culture, identity, and social change. We will link to both of those. And before we go, what is James Cridlin covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on a new podcast about shows that have been canceled. That's called Podcast Graveyard. He also touches on Spotify's 2023 Wrapped podcast feature, and he talks about the Independent Podcast Awards and the winners therein. Read more about those stories by going to podnews.net. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Remember that we love to hear from you, so if you have any thoughts about our show or ideas for how we can improve, please let us know. We want to make this show the best it can possibly be. And of course, part of that starts with using a microphone. And today, as a reminder, we did not use a microphone. We used Descript Studio Sound. I think it sounds pretty okay, but would love to hear from you. And you might be thinking to yourself, Ariel, if it sounds pretty okay, why are you calling attention to it? And to that I say, I like to be transparent. So thank you for letting me be transparent, and thank you for listening. Until next week, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.